I'm Richard Todd, and we are very happy to have joining us in the studio. I think we're almost 6 feet apart, so I don't know if we're practicing social distancing properly, but nonetheless, he is a Bridge legal advisor, and it's time for our legal buzz because it's Monday morning, and that means we say hello to attorney David Ayler. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing well. I'm not scared of you, though. I see that you have lens wipes, Lysol, and like your own little tube of whatever. And if I was sitting in the critic's seat, I'd do the same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think we're fine in here.
Yes, I share the same microphone with the critic, so you better believe I have my own personal
you need
storage.
You need that year-round. It has nothing to do with any pandemic.
The microbial wipes to protect myself from the critic. Lord knows where he's been. And nonetheless, so Dave, you know, I mean, there are a ton of legal issues that, and this is murky territory. I mean, nobody's really been here before and experienced anything
I mean,
like this.
I think you and I were talking. You've been in Charleston a long time. I've been in Charleston a long time. It does very much feel like what we've dealt with the hurricane, but the difference being it's the entire country and mostly the world, and it ended in 4 days with a bunch of weather forecasts showing you when it leaves.
Right. I mean, this is going to go on. Well, I've been joking. The month of March has been canceled. I think the month of April is in doubt. We don't know how long this goes on or how this ends. And we're seeing, you know, the recommendation from the CDC about keeping 50 crowds of no more than 50 people for the next 8 weeks.
That's mid-May.
They haven't mandated, at least in South Carolina yet, the closure of restaurants and bars. They have in the state of California. They have in New York City.
Illinois.
And they're going to be doing this in other places. So let's talk, what happens if they institute a curfew or some kind of martial law, which they've done in Italy? It's at 6 p.m., everybody off the streets.
Yeah, I think you're going to see that happening. And one reason for people to sort of understand that, that's not just related to you know, issues of spreading the virus or whatnot. That's for the safety of the communities and the safety of the businesses. If you have lived here before, you've seen that happen where we have curfews. A lot of that has to do with law enforcement. You know, these businesses are closed. Nobody's in the buildings. Unfortunately, there's still a crime element you have to consider because there's going to be people out there that want to take advantage of the situation, no different than people have been trying to take advantage of it with selling toilet paper and cleaning products on eBay and Amazon and all that type of stuff. So you're going to see it where you could actually go to jail if you're out in the streets. And there's actually, you know, a curfew mandate put in place.
How does it affect your industry from the standpoint of courtrooms and hearings and things like that? I mean, you've got schools canceled at least through the end of March. And you've got, you know, you'll have people in confined spaces. I mean, they're telling people to work from home, but kind of hard to do that if you've got a court hearing or something.
Right. You know, it's funny. You and I were just talking right before we came on. I was talking with my assistant wondering if I had a court hearing this morning. And we had not heard anything about it being canceled. One that a lot of police officers and, you know, folks are in the room at the same time together. And it's now been canceled. And I'm assuming you're going to see a lot more of that. Because like you said, it's not just about whether or not there's 50 or more people in there. It's about, hey, you know, 20 of the people that are supposed to be here and half the staff of the courtroom you're in, either one may be elderly, you know, 65 or above, or two, you know, have two kids at home, three kids, and there's nobody else to take them because the daycares aren't open either. And, you know, those are all the things that have to come in. It's such a trickle effect.
Yeah, and I know we're in murky territory that no one's ever been through anything like this. There is no expert on what to do exactly, whatever, but there's a lot of people that are looking at, you know, they've got travel plans, they've got hotel reservations, they've got all kinds of issues with reservations and stuff that they may or may not get a fee back, and they may or may not be waived, or they may allow people to make these kinds of changes without a penalty or whatever. But, you know, I know that businesses want to do the right thing, but they also have to protect their own bottom line interests. I'm just wondering if consumers have any kind of recourse for trying to get back at, you know, I mean, I know there's, when you sign a document, when you make a reservation and say, you know, there are certain exemptions that apply and so on and
right.
so forth, but it just right now.
Weather being
like
one of them. Do you think about your flight gets canceled because of rain? They don't give you your money back. They'll put you on a different flight, but right. if that ruins your weekend vacation, it is what it is.
But that would affect, you know, like one plane or a few flights or whatever, as opposed to like you're having a complete industry-wide.
Right. Delta just shut down 400 of their flights, and you're going to see a continuation of that. And I think it unfortunately, you know, like you said, there's a harsh reality of it that it comes down to what that when we all, you know, buy an app or you buy, you know, tickets to something online or whatever, there's a million things that you're supposed to read that you never do.
Right.
And then you click yes, 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 yes. And you've done that now. So whatever that agreement is it going to be specific to what we're going through? Of course not. No one would have seen that coming. But it is going to say what the exemptions are. Are there going to be some companies that, you know, go outside of that? Probably yes. But on a national and international level, the answer is probably no. They're going to follow. That's why you have a contract. Unfortunately, as harsh as that sounds, it's the reality. No, and this is coming from somebody who had two trips planned in the next 5 weeks. So I'm right there with all y'all.
Could you see in any way, shape, or form that law enforcement would somehow proactively enforce some kind of social distancing?
Well, if they come down and do what they're doing in the state of California, and as we've repeated those other places, I can see where you could start to see businesses have issues with their licensing. You know, they're licensed to serve food. They're licensed to, of course, sell alcohol if they're going outside what the mandate is to close down. And it's a horrible thing to think about, all the employees, all the business owners, small business owners of every type. But, you know, we live in a hospitality town, yeah, right? I mean, there's no two ways to say it. And all of that is really going to be critical to build back. But unfortunately, if they put that in place, if Governor McMaster decides to put that in place, they will enforce it.
Well, this is the short-term pain that all of us are going through for the long-term gain. The question is, how long is this going to go on and how many people will affect? A lot of it's going to be determined by how we behave now, what we do now, for how long this will go on and how many people will be affected by it as a whole. So it's just crazy, strange days, man.
Yeah,
strange
and you know, I mean, luckily didn't see a lot of the violence at the grocery stores that we've seen pass from, you know, Black Friday shopping and stuff like
bad
that.
Bad behavior, for
but
sure.
There was definitely a lot of rude behavior. Hopefully that wasn't in the South, but no. But you saw a lot of rude behavior. You saw a few acts of violence. You're going to see stores starting to close down even more, their hours and different things like that. You're also going to see stores close down because concerned about theft. They don't have enough employees. If they normally have 8 people working, but only 3 can come in, it's very difficult to keep everything monitored. And so your larger department stores, places like that, that one has a lot of employees and also visitors, you'll see those closing down real soon.
This is excellent insight from our Bridge Legal Advisor, Attorney David Ehler. Okay, so just remind everybody how they can get in touch with you if they have any kind of legal concern, and I appreciate the knowledge, bud. What's up?
Absolutely. 577-5530. We're still working. We're still getting a lot of stuff going on. And, you know, things are still moving. You just have to move at a cautious pace and try to be safe out there.
David, thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, David Ehler, your legal buzz. It is strange days indeed. Most peculiar, Mama, with 105.5 The Bridge.